I guess I'm always on the lookout for differences. We just traveled back down the same path to Heldren that we, you know, like the exact same path that we took up. And I find myself like scanning and looking for differences. The snowman was gone. That's different. I can only assume that that Lady A and Yosef or Joseph must have taken care of it. They both seem really tough, you know, like hardy. I know Vasilisa has a crush on Joseph, but him and Lady A, they seem cut from the same cloth, you know? Vasilisa and Joseph seem so different. Then again, maybe I just find myself looking for differences. We pushed ourselves really hard to get back to Heldren. It was freezing cold, but we never stopped. Made it all the way from the lodge back to Heldren in one trip. Heldren looked pretty much the same as it appeared over the horizon. Once it cracked over there, we could see it looked like Heldren. I didn't notice any differences. Until we got much closer, and I started to notice happy, smiling faces on many people rushing to greet us. This is a wonderful difference to notice.
Congratulations. Happy. Welcome back to Heldren. You guys haven't been here since episode one, session one.
Wow.
You guys are back. I've pulled up the map. It is a cute little town.
And adorable.
As you guys approach, you're kind of met with a lot of people.
Have we not seen this before? I feel like...
No, you have.
We did in the very beginning?
Yeah, beginning.
There wasn't a lot of people, though. They didn't know us.
Right?
that's different.
I mean, Normie and I were bringing in the...
Everyone knows me.
The guard. Yeah,
well, that's true.
Yeah.
I did write a snippet of song in honor of our last episode.
Oh, yeah?
I did.
You going to sing it for us right now?
Whoa.
Maybe.
You take another drink of your champagne. Take another drink of your champagne.
More mimosa. No. All right. By the river, we expect a snowman. Nothing's there, so we just shrug and go. We hope that it's not some sort of omen. Really, we're just sick of all this snow. Later on, we perspire as we long for a fire. We trudge on and on as we go along, walking in a winter horror land.
That's good.
Woo!
Nice. So welcome back to Heldren.
Mm-hmm. So who do we see?
Yeah, well, I mean, who are the people?
Does someone actually come down to greet us and meet us?
No, it's mostly people just like staying to the sides and like whispering and like just talking.
Like we're our own parade.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yo, Lucy.
Yeah, hello.
Is Joseph in town?
Yeah, Joseph is over.
Where is he?
He's over at, he's in the,
Or Tappen, Ionia Tappen.
They're all at the town hall.
Town hall.
Yeah, town
okay.
hall.
Okay.
Well, it sounds like that might be where we want
to
go.
Yeah, let's go to the town hall. I am very foot sore, so...
You guys head over to the town hall, whose large clock tower overlooks the town square, where there is a statue of a strange woman.
Valdine would like to stop at the tavern and have a drink.
Aww.
Before we go.
Just go to the Silver Stoat first.
I go right there and I get a drink, and then I catch up to the rest of the group.
So you run into the Silver Stoat really quick, and like you get in hustling, and people kind of hush down and they watch you. And you just go up to the bar. And you order a drink, and they hand you a drink, and you just down it, and then you, like, pay them and run out.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
That's it. I just want to get a drink real quick before we go. So I catch up to the rest of the group as they're headed towards the town hall.
We're all massacred at the town hall. The rest of the adventure, you have to solve the murder.
There's just a flashing light over our head, and it says, don't split the party.
So you all make your way into the town hall, and inside there sits a bunch of like little pews, almost set up like a church, and a kind of riser at the front with like a series of desks and podiums and stuff. And up at one of the desks sits Ionia Tappen, just riding away, and you see Joseph is there talking to her, and then so is Lady Argentine and Yul.
Belor Argentine's double?
She is not present.
Okay.
Or maybe she
unless
is.
Unless she is. Yeah. Oh, which Argentee is it?
Exactly.
We don't know. Vasilisa ties Marigold up outside and just kind of goes in the door.
Well, actually, that's a fair question. How is Lady Argentee dressed?
How
is she fancy Argentee, or is she like waitress Argentee in her clothing?
She's neither. She is dressed somewhere in between. She doesn't look like a waitress, but she is wearing not super fancy clothes. She is wearing decent clothes.
Okay,
like, you can tell these are something that she bought here in town.
Okay.
So I'm gonna
assume it's the real her.
They're nice. It's not ornate at all.
Vasilisa just sits immediately in the pew closest to the door and just kind of sticks her feet up on the pew in front of her. Because this has been 10 hours straight of trudging and she is tired.
Mm-hmm. Are you guys quiet when you go in?
Yeah, I don't want to disrupt anything.
Oh, no. Vasilisa isn't trying to be quiet at all.
Well, what are they doing when we walk in? Are they having
They're just
a
talking.
Meeting?
Yeah. I just always feel like I'm interrupting anybody, so I just don't want to, even if I'm back from a long adventure, just be like, hi, guys.
That's fair.
Hello.
I just picture, like, Norm slunking through the door very kinda, sneaky style, and Vasilisa just like flings her bag on the floor and drops her cold weather cloak next to it and just clumps herself down onto the pew closest to the door and is just like
and you make that commotion and everyone kind of looks over and Joseph comes running up to you and he just like embraces you.
Oh, Joseph.
Oh, look how cute.
Oh, so tired.
Someone's happy to see you.
Lisa, I'm glad you're back. Thank you. I'm so happy you're here.
Yeah, it was me too. Lots has happened since I saw you last.
I can imagine. Please, everyone, come on in. Sit down. We'll get you some food and drink, and it we'll be okay. Come on. Tell us about...
Very nice.
Tell us everything. What's happened? What ended up happening? Did you guys find anything?
I mean, we're really tired.
I mean, okay. No food, please. I've had so many magic berries today. I am stuffed, but some tea would be wonderful. Speaking of
alcohol.
Tea, is that the real Lady Argentia?
Yeah, it's me.
For reals is, though.
For reals
is. Not like Bill or style.
No. It's me. I'm the real one.
Balor didn't really have a good voice like
that. No, Balor went on ahead, sent her off to Opar so she could have some time off with her family.
Okay. Bill.
Oh, I was good enough. You too.
Yes, we have some strange news. First things first. Queen Elvana of Yerisin is trying to take over the entire world and bring winter to everything. So that's bad. That's really the big news.
I bet it's...
Surprise!
It has to do with that Baba Yaga too, right? She's
no,
opened her
it's,
out.
No, it's...
Opposite of that.
Well, yeah, funny story.
It has to do with her.
It's like, have you ever heard of will something pretending to be something else to set them up what is the word in Tal'Dorei for someone who's not really guilty, but you're pretending that they are guilty?
A patsy?
Framed.
Yeah, patsy? Okay.
Fall guy.
Something like that. I mostly know that. Okay, something with a goat. Baba Yaga is the goat, and the real goat is Queen Elvana. But she's pretending that it's Baba Yaga that's doing it, but really, she is actually fighting against Baba Yaga, which is crazy. But still true. She's doing it.
Witches do be crazy.
We know the... Excuse me, Valdine.
So you mean to say...
Did you have more to drink than I thought you did? Because I told you not to get on the wrong side of a witch, and here you are.
Yeah, Valdine seems looser than usual.
Calling me crazy.
It's been a while since I've been...
Wait, so you mean to say...
I am in excellent mental health. Thank you very much.
So you mean to say that you're trying to stop Elvana to help... Baba Yaga.
We are trying to help save Baba Yaga. Yes.
And this man, of course, is Yuln Orstag,
yes.
The caravan guard who collapsed that brought you all together, in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking much better. He still has some bruises and everything, but he's up, standing straight, and he looks very strong and proud and tall.
Well, hey, I'm glad you're feeling better.
Much better, thank you.
So yeah, I guess Baba Yaga is like in charge of who's on the throne, and it's like time to be like, okay, next, please. And
it's the centennial, yeah.
Indeed, yes.
And like the one that's on the throne doesn't want to get off. So
yeah, Ilvana's like, no, actually.
And now we don't know where Baba Yaga is, or I don't know how
but
we would normally know that anyway.
We know her real house is stuck in White Throne.
And at that point, Iona Tappan, the head of the town council, speaks up. And how exactly did you find all of this out?
Oh, we met a rider.
Yes, the Black Rider.
The Black Rider?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Why was the Black Rider here in Haldren?
Well, he wasn't in
Haldor.
To clarify, yeah. He was in the Borderwood. There's a magic portal straight to Irisin.
I guess more than just one.
Well, the one in the Borderwood is the one I was talking. But yes, there's many of them all over the world, apparently. And that's how Ilvana is invading everywhere else.
It's a full-scale invasion
at
this
point.
No,
but the Black Rider was like, oh, I am dying. Do this thing for...
Yes, but this is not just here. This winter thing is happening everywhere. There is a similar winter...
The portals,
all over Galarian.
Yeah, all over Galarian. It's not just localized.
Do you guys know where all the portals are?
No.
No, not even a little. But you know, here's the thing.
We're
going
to stop the source.
You know how Irisin is the land of never-ending winter?
Yeah, of course. That's why I left.
So, me too. Yeah, it sucks, right? Summer's much better. But apparently... Korolyeva Ilvana is like, oh, Vyandra is so amazing. Let's make all of Golarion the land of never-ending winter. So, that's bad.
So, yeah, I think that's the next thing we're going to be doing is going through the portal we found and trying to stop them.
Really?
Close them all up?
We mostly came back to say, hey, look out, invasion. Also get some supplies and then...
Hit back.
We are going to Irisin.
You can't be serious.
Well, it's not
going to
be fun, I don't think.
You're going back.
Yeah.
We have to.
I'm going to Irisin. It's not my best.
Well, could we just like send an army instead or send like a whole bunch of guys?
Oh, yeah. Do you guys have like guards?
Remember how if we don't actually actively try ourselves to do it, we will eventually just lose so much of our... abilities that we are useless for.
I
anything.
Mean, we did say that we would try and make sure that it got taken care of.
There's a little bit of a blood pact going on here.
You guys did a blood pact?
We're kind of cursed a little bit, kind of.
But we agreed to it, though.
Yeah, we said, sure, curse us.
It was like his dying wish.
I feel as though he manipulated me by being all fate and fortune, and I was like, yes, like the Haro, and then I feel
so
in
Oh, you mean like
hindsight.
He was dying and he asked us to help him in his like dying breath?
But yes, but the way he asked it, he was like, oh, you are all tied together by fate,
he
and I was
about,
like,
yeah, he did
oh,
know about
that's
like
my fault. Okay, I guess this is my responsibility now. So, word to the wise... Self-importance leads to curses.
Sounds like there's a good moral to a story here somewhere.
maybe when we're done.
I'll talk to the bard and see what we can come up with.
Yes, that should be the end of this chorus.
I know a bard.
Is, and do not think you are so self-important that you are the one who must save the universe.
Do 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 do.
Yeah, good catchy tune.
I can see it.
And do not think that you are so important or you'll be accursed forever.
Of the universe.
That was pretty good.
I am not a bard. I have no performance skill.
No, but what I'm suggesting, though, is that like, if we're the ones who get an army together and send the army, we're still the ones doing it, kind of.
Here's the thing,
though. We're spearheading it.
Have you ever seen, have any of you ever seen what happens when you have an army of just regular men or women, you know, people or rat folk, you know, any kind of sentient
army,
people versus some very powerful witches.
Yes, I have seen,
oh, you have?
It's not
we
good.
Haven't seen that.
So Valdin knows it's not good.
Magic just causes things to go all twisted about and confuses things. It's not the same as a regular fight.
You see death here, and Vasilisa just pulls a scroll out of her belt pouch. See this piece of paper.
Yeah, yeah.
If I wanted to, I could use this piece of paper to force sleep upon most average people. I could just say the magic words, and bam, they are asleep in the middle of battle even. And then I just go, and they dead. Ooh, no chance to save themselves.
Is that what's going to happen to us when we go?
Maybe. Like I said, we need those hex nails and things.
Hex nails, yeah. That's a really good idea if you're really going to Irisin. That's where the portal leads, huh?
Yes, it is.
Thousands of miles away.
You know the Horwood Forest?
I'm vaguely familiar with it.
That's where we have to go. Have you heard of the Pale Tower?
Long time ago.
Yeah, the portals apparently there is where we have to shut it down.
Interesting.
So yeah, we're going to be needing some stuff to make sure we are safe and yes, taken care of.
We don't really know how to shut it down when we get there though, huh?
No, that was one of those vague, I'm sure you'll figure it out.
Go there and just hit the off switch.
Yeah, again, right. We are just so important. We were like, yes, of course we'll figure that out. No problem.
So what can we do to help? What do you all need?
I would like some scrolls. I have made a list in my journal here. Hex nails, for sure. I need more of those. One will not do. Cure white wounds wand.
Oh, yes. We need another wand.
Heal ourselves more.
I'm afraid the town doesn't have any of that. But Zimar isn't too far. Yeah, that's about a day's ride. I can, y'all saved my life, and Yosef's and everyone else's. I can send a rider out there to Zimar if you guys have any shopping you need to do, anything that needs to get sold.
And, that would be perfect.
You know, I owe you all for saving my tail. Well, I'll throw in for whatever you need.
How much are you thinking you can throw in?
I mean, most of my shit got stolen in the caravan, but I think I have a small account set up in Zimar still from when
we went to visit.
We have a box that belongs to you still.
Yeah, that we found in the carriage.
Oh, good.
It's got the jewelry in it.
I give her the box of stuff.
With 12 gold in it.
Oh, you know, we also have very sad news. We already told Yosef this, so he probably told you. Dansby is dead. We sent his stuff ahead with Yosef. So.
Yes, Joseph did mention that. We've contacted his family. We've already held a service for
him.
Have
you heard of any other confirmed deaths of locals in the woods?
No, we've warned everyone to be careful, and most people are heeding the advice after a death like this.
Will you give Dansby's family his... We grabbed his...
We gave it to Yosef, hopefully he took... Yeah, he's very honorable man.
I took care of it personally.
Oh, good.
And we had a good talk, and Iona said, we already held a service for him. It was a good turnout.
It occurs to me that I may never come home again because Irisin is very far away, and we'll probably die. Let's be honest. So I would like to say, Yosef, if you would not mind taking care of and perhaps deciding who may qualify to live in Old Mother Theodore's cottage. I mean, I come back, I would like to move back home, and, you know, my goal obviously is to not die, but last time I traveled from Irisin to Heldren, it took me years, and, that magic portal is only going to be one way because we are closing it, so.
Well, then, and speaking of which, do you have any way to get a message out? I would like to send a message to our kiddos and our Warren just to let them know what's going on.
We can send letters through the Zimar post.
Okay. Well, I will write a letter to the kiddos. What do you think?
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah,
okay.
No, that's a good idea. We should let them know. We should keep them in the loop.
That we're probably not going to be home. I mean, it's
possible. For a minute, anyway.
Yeah. Maybe longer. Maybe forever.
I think we're going to be fine, honestly.
Yeah, I agree with Norm. I think we're going to be all right. We're going to get through this.
Well, we got each other. We've been doing good so far.
Have you seen Valdine just shoot stuff sometimes?
I know.
So besides, if you guys want to get together a list and a bag of all the stuff you need to sell and the stuff you need to buy, just bring it on back to me and I'll go and hire a rider to head out.
But that means we have to wait at least 2 days. Is that going to be a problem? Like, we need to get on this.
I mean,
if it's a day there and a day back and some time to shop.
I think it's a little bit suicide to just go without something.
We need that wand, Normie.
I know, but what about our super secret sacred blood oath?
We're going to fulfill it. We're going to go for sure.
Preparing for our adventure, I think, meets the requirements of that. But let's...
I can spend the next days while we wait doing some more berry making so I can help that way, and there might be other things we can do to prepare better before we leave while we wait, so it's not a wasted time.
Well, Ghost is big enough, I'm thinking it might be a good idea to us to practice riding her and her running around with us on her back,
training is
you know?
Good. Is there a place in town that's like a repository of knowledge? Is there like a library or something?
Well, we can learn.
I was wondering to learn about the last 100 years of her, of Ilvana's like rule and...
Oh, there's no books about Irsin and Heldren. It's a kind of small town. Yuln, do you carry around a pocket history of Irsin, perchance?
Nope.
Yeah, me neither, so... I can tell you the things that I remember, but I have to admit I did not always pay very close attention to Moya Mama's history lessons.
So. Okay, well, we should get together a list right now so we can send the writer out as soon as possible.
Indeed, yes.
I'm going. Okay. I need a piece of paper so I can write down my stuff.
I've got my list ready.
You did say you were a bad student.
Besides that, is there anything else we can do for y'all?
Oh, a massage. Massage.
Oh.
No, well, remember,
my poor
Belor,
I would
Belor
like,
said we should get a massage.
As part of making this list, how many funds can we count on from you, Argenti?
Well, like I said, I should be able to empty my account in Zimar. I think it's about 500.
Okay. So that's... gotcha.
Well, we can put that towards the wand.
I can help contribute gold towards the wand, Marge, since it helps all of us. How much do you need? Let us all sit and do some math and make a spreadsheet and send the shopping and the sales
500
list.
500 be 124.
We'll share the Google Doc.
And I mean, if you guys want to sell the rest of the stuff, I need to keep my signet ring, but the earrings, bracelets, necklace, pendant, I think it would be much better used as some liquid funds for y'all.
Sure. Well, how much are those worth? Because I'm sure I wouldn't know.
I think all the jewelry all together will go for about 240.
Every little bit helps.
Yeah, Vasilisa has made her shopping list. There are 15 scrolls, 2 scroll cases, and 3 hex nails. And that is her shopping list.
So for my shopping was kind of conditional. Because he wants to get poisons if they're available, and if they're not available, like however much money can be spent on poisons. If there's too much left over, he wants to replace his armor with a higher level armor.
I guess send me the list of poisons you want and then I have to look them all up.
Okay. There's only 9 of them.
Oh boy.
Only 9. You know, no big deal.
Well, it's just my wish list, but like I know they're not all going to be available. There might only be like 1 or 2 available.
Sure. Well, I can go through what Marge is looking for. She has to sell the leaf armor for Ghost because, you know.
She
needs some masterwork studded leather armor made instead because that's going to be the next best thing, really.
So it's going to take a full day to make the armor.
Then we get the new wand. Is it okay if I carry it? Because I...
Sure.
Cannot fail to use it.
Yeah, I'll just keep the old one.
Yes, and then
it
we're
still has
spreading
nine charges
out the for safety.
Okay. I like it.
Yeah, other than the charms and the hex nails, Valdine's only looking for a mithril shirt and a cloak of resistance.
Mm-hmm.
Just pretty standard stuff.
Yeah,
should be in Zimar. Like,
are you
think.
Doing good for ammo?
For ammo, I could actually craft my own ammo.
Well, and that's something that would be an easy thing to say Valdine does while we wait for people
right,
to
like
go
during
to
downtime,
Zimar.
I go make ammunition.
Just make ammo.
Yeah.
Can I find a small size locking gauntlet?
Yes.
Can I find a small size tail blade?
Ooh.
For the tail blade, you're going to have to get it made, but it's going to take a day.
Okay.
Well, are we waiting a day to get stuff made for Ghost anyway?
We are, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, I'd like to order that from somebody.
It turns out good berries last for 1 day per level of the caster. So since I'm level 4, that is 4 days that they're
It'll
good
stay
for.
Fresh. Oh, nice.
So
use those instead of the up? Wand.
I don't want to make it too complicated. Like, these berries are good for 1 day now, and these are good for 4. So just the day before we leave, I'm going to use all of my level 1 spell slots and cast good berry 5 times. Rolling it out, it looks like that's going to be 7 berries apiece again. I got 28 again.
Nice.
And so we will each have 7 good berries, which are good for 3 more days by the time we leave Heldren.
So I just realized you cannot use a cloak of resistance along with mealback cords. So I cannot use a cloak.
Oh yeah, they take the same
slot. Mealback cords take up the cloak spot, which is lame, but it's the way it's going to be.
So what are you going to get instead?
I'm going to ask for a vest of Endure Elements if it's possible.
Smart.
Because I have been cold and I don't like it.
That's a good one.
That would be really nice to grab. So if that's possible, I'd grab that instead. It's the same price as what the cloak would have been. So I grab myself an awesome vest.
So I'm going to be able to, if I sell the chain shirt for just a measly 25, I'm going to be able to get all 4 of the poisons that I wanted, plus armor that lets me move around.
Yeah, I'm literally just buying scrolls and hex nails like a crazy person. So
I got 5.
I got my hex nails.
5 nails
and a
biter. Not
like a crazy person, like a very sensible,
like
prepared
sane person who's about to fight a bunch of witches.
Like a witch who knows the value of scrolls. I'm biding my time waiting for all this stuff to come back so I can sit down and set some scrolls on fire and do some rituals. It'll be fun.
I spent all but 20 gold. I have 20 gold left.
I have 9.
Vasilisa has 100 gold.
I have 2 silver and 5 copper.
She's anxious. So I guess she'll be the bankroller for when we're in Erisyn for a little bit. We'll see.
James, how are we going to run through this? Are you going to kind of do town conversation stuff?
I feel like it's more like Vasilisa. This is Vasilisa's place.
Yeah.
She's got business here.
Needs to say goodbye to people and make sure Theodora's cottage is closed up. Yeah, visit her special friend Yosef and say a proper goodbye to him. Once the stuff gets back is when she's doing some good berries on the last day, but then when the stuff arrives, she's going to make everybody wait a solid 4 hours before we leave in the morning. The next day. Or the night before.
Well, we're
going to
be there for 3 days, so do you want to maybe on the second day use your 4 hours?
I guess when the person returns. No, she needs the
That's
scrolls.
Right.
So
That's
when
right.
the person yeah. returns on that third day, she'll just stay up late doing some tricky ritual stuff with some scrolls. And I need some important rolls that I have to do when that happens.
Another thing that you guys mentioned briefly is you talked about recruiting people.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something you guys want to look into, or do you want to just say, you know what, no, let's just keep it?
I think.
Well, I started off asking for an army, and then didn't you say something to Joseph?
Well, I said,
are you coming with us?
No.
Okay.
You guys were just army.
and then Vasilisa and Valdim pointed out that normal level people are not very helpful versus witches. Like, we might just be getting people killed at some point. It would also take a lot more time and be tricky.
To be prepared,
tricky.
Yeah.
You know, everyone who goes through that portal is committed to being in Erisyn.
Oh, and maybe never coming back.
Indeed.
I think we should leave as many people here to protect the town of Heldren.
Who knows
as
what will happen to us, but I do not feel comfortable. If someone wants to volunteer who thinks they would be particularly helpful, we might consider it, but I do not think we should actively recruit to take people through with us just because
it'd be easier to sneak around if there's less of us.
Yes, I think this is more of an infiltration kind of job. Even with an army, I do not know if we could take White Throne.
It's a special operation.
And we have to sneak into White Throne to get Baba Yaga's cottage, her hut, so it would not be a good situation.
Where are you guys having this conversation?
In the bar.
I mean, I think Vasilisa would prefer it to be at Theodora's cottage, yeah, just because she's the one with a house in
town.
We're
kind of doing a meeting with just us adventurers.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Azalea is snuggling you super hard.
I'm just petting this white, big old white bunny rabbit in my lap while I talk. Poor Azalea. She will miss me.
She's like a cousin. No, I'm kidding.
Well, I mean, she is a bit like family. The familiar of a witch is very close to her, and Theodora was very close to me.
Well, I'm thinking, Norm, that you and I should sit down and write a letter to the kiddos. Let them know that, well, we may not be back.
Oh, gosh. I mean, you don't think we're coming back? I figured we would come back.
Well, I hope so, but, I mean, we should be careful, you know? I mean, and
oh, no,
just
no,
in case.
Definitely be careful, for sure.
Well, just in case. Let them know what's going on so we don't just disappear. And then if we don't come back, even if we do stay alive.
We should come back,
Of course, but it might take us a long time to get back.
Okay.
Yeah?
Sure. I mean, I feel like they knew we were going to be gone for a while, but it'd be nice to touch base and just check in with them. Just say hi. Postcard from Heldrin. Wish you were here. Well, maybe not.
Yeah. No, they can stay where they're at. I think they're safer there. Though they are a bit more north than we are here. They might get cold first. So maybe warn them too.
Be like, hey, we're trying to make sure this doesn't happen.
Well, we're going to go do that. We're going to go write a letter, and then I think I'm going to practice with Ghost, you know, writing. You and I should practice writing Ghost.
Yeah, definitely. Now it feels weird now. It feels different. We need more time.
Yeah. Yeah, Ghost is getting big.
Ride a Weasel, write a letter.
Yeah, so Marge and Norm depart Mother Theodora's to ride a weasel and write some letters. Valdine, it's just you and Vasilisa and a bunny rabbit.
Well, I think it's just now a waiting game between supplies coming in from Zimar.
Indeed, I...
Have you consulted your cards at all since we've been on the road? I mean, I know you did that first time before we left town, but...
I have some.
What'd the cards tell you?
They don't always see too far into the future. The last time... You know, it's hard to interpret.
When did you do it last?
I only really asked for myself. The right after the Black Rider died while we were in the cave.
Oh, during your watch in the cave?
Yes, I did. I did do a reading then. It is my go-to thing. I always ask the cards. Even now, I am considering not looking at that particular random card. That's not how it works. Do not worry about that one. No. But yes,
sure, very
reassuring. I ask the cards all the time.
Just hoping it has something good to tell us this time.
Seems more like of a warning, I suppose.
It seems
as
like
long
it is
as we
kind
try
of,
not to be selfish, it's probably fine.
It seems that the cards are often foreboding.
It's just some things that look very terrible are actually very amazing depending on where they are in context, you know?
So
like
looks can be deceiving.
Exactly, you know? Remember the hidden truth?
Yes.
You know, it's like that only all the time. I mean, there's a guard that looks very bad that is the, you know, infected, and it's just like, oh, dying of disease, contagion, bad.
Not a good time for that
but
card, I don't think.
If that card is misaligned in the reading, it really means, oh, great virtue, great fortitude, only good things overcoming disease.
Mm.
So there are good and bad in each card, and it's how the card is played before us.
If you decide to do anything else with your cards, just I think you should let us know. I think you should keep us in the loop on that.
Indeed. We are tied together by fate, clearly. And if you ever would like a particular reading for yourself...
Let me think on that.
I can tell your fortune.
I might take you up on that later.
All right. Let me know anytime.
Maldine's heads off to the blacksmith to craft cartridges for his gun.
Sweet.
And I'm going to just kind of hang out with the blacksmith and I ask him questions if he knows anything about ammunition and guns. And I'm playing this as that Valdine is learning about how to make his gun better every time he visits a blacksmith in any town.
You go over and it's called Isker's Smithy. Nearing on like 50, 60-year-old man working, and his daughter is his assistant and apprentice, and she is fucking gorgeous. But you start asking him about firearms. He's like,
oh, yeah, I craft firearms. Well, I don't really craft them anymore, but when I was serving over in Zemar as part of their army, yeah, I saw all sorts of firearms and guns and stuff.
That's fantastic news. I've been looking for someone to talk to, and I start showing them my gun.
I open
it up, and I clean it, and I kind of... We spend time talking about it, essentially, and I definitely notice his attractive daughter.
She notices you.
Oh, hey. I probably work in some way to mention a tasty beverage later in the day and invite her to join me for a drink at the bar.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to go to the Silver Stoat with you.
All right.
Well, yeah. Her name is Xanthiphi Euphrem.
Calling her Xan for short.
My notes. Isker's daughter, apprentice and town beauty, hangs at Silver Stoat, tough as nails.
Nice.
Sounds right up Belby.
Yeah, sounds so perfect.
She's just an overall badass.
Yep, that's exactly who Valdine would be talking to right now. So
cool.
Makes sense.
Vasilisa, once old Mother Theodora's cottage is empty, would seek
doing?
Out
oh.
Yosef.
Okay, yeah.
And show him where everything is in the cottage. Yeah, this is where, excuse me, this is where all of the herbs are. You know, if they need any at you should probably just give it to the apothecary.
Yeah, I'll take this all over to
and
Saria.
If someone's good with the garden, it's going to be all wasted. The harvest, I won't be here to pick all of the vegetables.
Yeah, Argus is, he's pretty good with gardening.
Okay. And Azalea, she likes to eat mostly carrots. They are her favorite thing. But please do not only give her carrots, because she needs a balanced diet.
I know. I've taken care of her, and I will take care of her until you come back.
Okay. I mean, I'll try to come back. I will.
Good. You better.
And
I know how much you hate it up
there. Don't touch this shelf. It's all magical.
Oh, okay.
And I don't want anyone to explode while I am gone.
Oh, yeah, that's a bad idea. I won't touch it. Okay. I promise. I'll keep the place locked up until we find someone to replace it.
Okay.
I mean, not that anyone could replace you, but...
Thank you, but... Oh, I'm just a witch. What can I say? I will miss this place. I will miss you too, Lisa.
I'm gonna miss you too, Lisa. It's really been a nice couple years.
Yeah, it is a little bit of a shame that it took us a good 8 years of flirting before we decided we were special friends.
Yeah, it was a long 8 years, that's for sure, but it's been really nice having you around. A lot of people are going to miss you.
That is good to hear. Being missed means that I really had a home, and I always wanted one, so...
And you'll always have one. You're gonna come back.
Yes, Marigold and I will come back. We will do our best anyway. Would you like to maybe stay here with me just until I leave?
I'd love that.
Okay, thank you. Fade to black. We play Parcheesi.
Should Marge and Norm get busy too? Like if everyone else is hooking up tonight.
So where's everybody else going to stay?
I suppose, you know, we could have a couple more kiddos.
Oh, where are we going to stay?
I thought you were past those days.
I don't think we're ever past those days till we die.
Oh, wow. Well, I keep making new stuff, you know, all the time.
I might be running out of eggs here.
There is no hotel in town.
No, but is there anybody that offered to put up, like, the heroes?
I thought the tavern.
The stout is just a tavern.
It's just a tavern.
Yeah, but they let people sleep on the floor.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know,
I guess that's where Valdine was sleeping before his adventure started.
If you guys want to go and talk to people, like people are kind of giving you guys distance. This is a very gossipy town.
Yeah.
It's mostly gossip.
Well, I think Marge and Normie might just set up camp just outside of town or by.
Okay. Yeah, I just don't want to go too far, you know.
No, of course not. But I feel like everybody needs a little bit of privacy right now. I mean, we're going to be so close.
And you think they might be sick of us? Like, they might be sick of how much time we've had to spend. We've been forced to spend a lot of time together.
That's true. They seem really nice, so I hope that,
oh, sure,
know,
but even nice people, they can start to wear on you, you know?
Yeah, I suppose that's true.
Sometimes people can be too nice, and that'll start to wear on you.
like you more?
Oh no, I'm just the right.
Just the right amount. Well, then I'm fine because I'm just above the right amount.
Oh, you think you're nicer than me?
No, no, no. I'm saying I'm a. I don't know. I suppose we should ask somebody else.
Somewhere in the distance, Vasilisa and Valdine wonder, wait, are Marge and Norm sick of us? Because we're not nearly nice enough. Distance and privacy?
So that's day one. Day two rolls around. Valdine, you had a magnificent night of drinking with Xanthippe. Vasilisa, you and Yosef had a wonderful night playing Parcheesi. Marge and Norm, you guys shacked up together like usual.
And had a wonderful night.
And had a wonderful night.
We're a happily married couple.
Do you need us to roll a fertility check? Oh,
God. I thought we established that Marge was past that.
Sometimes you think you're
I think
at
it's
eggs.
A character decision. If you guys want to get pregnant, do it.
We would roll for it. We wouldn't just decide to do it.
Vasilisa, as the local midwife, is familiar with some
all kinds of
local birth control methods, which is what she uses personally. But are they efficacious on rat folk? Yes or no? You gotta brew the right tisane, drink it, shove maybe something in some key places, get yourself
for
good to go.
For the fella or for the lady? Is it something that stops the eggs, or is it something that shuts down the sperm? Or
now that I think about it, it's probably a little bit sexist, but I think Vasilisa just does it for herself. I mean, can't count on the guy, right?
Oh, so you got the
tea she's
that works
one
on the
that
girl.
Would she'd be the one stuck with it if the guy's tea fails. What's I mean?
Or if he tries to trick you, what if he just doesn't drink the tea and he tells you he did drink the tea.
Right. Wow. Well, I don't think Yosef would do that, but I mean, who can you trust? I mean, we're just playing Parcheesi anyway, though, really.
What are we doing?
What are you guys doing? You have a full day. You have two full days left. What do you do?
Marge is going to keep training Ghost with the writing thing because, you know, it seems like it might come in handy.
I'm doing lots of stretching and lots of, like, practicing different maneuvers and
maneuvers.
Just, like, feeling extra dexterous and extra, like, limber, especially with the new armor. And the other thing is I'm readying like for the new poisons when they come back. So like I'm cleaning all my old poisons that I have and like scooching them aside and making room for the new ones. I'm just kind of like organizing my setup.
Do we want to see if we can find our old Warren? Since, you know, we've got time. We can try and just walk around the city a little bit. The outskirts.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going for a walk anyway. Like I'm not too optimistic that we're going to find anything. I just, you know, it's just nice to go out on an adventure with you, honey.
Oh, you're so sweet. It would be nice.
But yeah,
we
need to practice riding ghosts anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Vasilisa, Valdine, what are you guys up to today?
Early morning, I think Valdine goes out for a walk, just practicing survival stuff, just walking around the town, does probably like a lap around the general area, and then spends the rest of the day probably in the tavern.
Okay.
Hanging out at the bar, maybe showing people how his gun works, but not shooting it.
Yeah.
Just showing people who are interested to talk to him. I'm sure he makes some plans to see what Zam's doing later.
Xanthippe, yeah.
Xanthippe, yeah.
Well, I got a full day of work over at the Smithy, but I can meet you again at tonight at the bar.
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan.
Good.
Let's plan for some festivities later.
So what's Vasilisa up to today?
Vasilisa spends some quality time with Yosef. Uh-huh. Just, you know.
Yeah, gardening.
Getting what time she can get in. Yeah. She makes it clear to everyone she can spread word. I'm leaving in a couple days. If you want your fortune told or to seek advice, you have to come to me in the next couple of days. And so I think she prepares and studies all of her usual assistance spells that she would on a normal day. She just
enjoy some normalcy just because you know it's fleeting.
Cure some villagers who have who've taken harm in some way. Be ready to tell some fortunes. Get some lovers in here and let them know whether it's going to work out if they pop the question. You know, whatever. Her usual kind of day.
So, you guys go out and search. Norm and Marge, give me perceptions. Or survival, one of the two.
21 for Marge?
16.
Marge, things seem familiar, but they're just off enough that it's like a vague memory of the area. That's all you guys find that day.
Cool.
Night comes. Valdine, you meet up with Zan at the bar, and you guys have another wonderful night of drinking and roughhousing, whatever, in the bar. Marge, Norm, you guys come back and go back to your little campsite?
Yeah. And I'm not disappointed, because I wasn't really expecting too much anyway, but it's just nice to get out and practice.
Oh,
yeah.
Of course.
And Vasilisa, you just keep doing your thing. A couple of people have come to you over the course of the day for your normal kind of services and to say goodbye.
I'm trying to hold myself together. Mostly Vasilisa's just, you know, trying to put a brave face on it and not think too much about Irison.
Day 3. If everything went well in Zimar, the rider should be on his way back with your guys' new gear.
Is there a temple? Is there a particular religion in Heldrin?
Yes, there is. Thank you for asking. There is a temple of Aristil here. And if you go there, there is also shrines to Abadar, Gazra, Pharasma, and Serenite.
Cool. Yeah, I'd probably go do that and just kind of like ask them if they have any interesting books. I mean, I know that the religious people a lot of times want to share what they believe and want to share what they know with other people like really eagerly. So,
oh, yeah.
So if I'm looking for knowledge, maybe I'll just go to the temple and just see if they have any books they want me to read or...
Ah, hello, my child.
Hello.
What can I help you with today? My name is Netheron Safander.
Oh my gosh, what a neat name.
Thank you. And who are you, my good sir?
Oh, I'm Norm. Norm Gunderson.
Norm Gunderson. Welcome to our fine little temple of Aristil and other various deities.
It is really nice.
What can I help you with today?
I just was looking for something to read.
Okay. What about? Would you like to read a particular God's Gospel? Are you looking for information on, you know, bodily purity or about death and the afterlife of all the different planes of existence? Do you want to learn about farming and how to take care of cattle?
You said, the afterlife and death and other planes and stuff?
Yes, so we have a shrine here to Pharasma, who is the judger of souls. I believe we have a manuscript pertaining to her worship in the back.
How long is this book?
It's a fair size. How fast do you read?
Kind of fast, but I was just looking for something for today, so something I could finish in a day.
All right, well, I think I have some pamphlets around here.
Oh, thank you.
All right. He goes and gets a stack of pamphlets from for each god.
And bake sales and things like that?
Yeah, just like cobbles together like as much sparse information.
Oh, that's cool. So I'm just learning about a tiny bit about each of the other gods.
Yeah.
Again, that's good for charisma and being able to like talk at parties and stuff.
I like it.
Inch deep and a mile wide kind of thing.
That's nice. Really good.
So yeah, he's just going to learn a tiny bit about, which is good because meta-wise, I know a tiny bit about a bunch of gods. So that's Norm will share my level of expertise. That should be good.
I like that. I like that a lot. And as day 3 ends, the rider comes back laden with some cool fucking loot for you guys.
Yay! Oh, it's like Christmas.
Oh, look, Ghost, you've got your armor now. We're going to have to train with your armor on.
Yeah, and that's it. All the training we just did, pointless.
No.
Just totally wasted.
No.
James is like, yep.
Yeah.
You wasted time.
You got to learn to walk before you run. You got to learn to ride without armor before
you
ride
put armor on. Exactly.
Is it pretty fair to assume that they would deliver the stuff to Old Mother Theodora's cottage? Or would they take it to the town hall?
They would take it to the town hall, but Lady Argenti carries it all over.
Yay.
She just has these two big sacks of stuff, and she knocks on your door.
Oh, you have scrolls for me.
Yeah, I got scrolls, I got nails, there's some armor in here.
Come on, I think you guys are going to be quite pleased. And Vasilisa's already folding her any tool into a little mallet so she can hammer those hex nails into some boots.
Valdine takes off a boot and hands it to you so you can put it
yes,
on
it. Yes, I'll take care of that for
perfect.
You.
Yes.
Oh, careful with that Ossivane poison, though. If you spill it, it could you don't want to spill it.
Oh my, yes, Norm, you take the poisons. That's terrifying. I shall take these lovely scrolls and... shall we plan on leaving tomorrow?
Well, I think that's probably the best thing we could do.
Yeah, we should do that.
I'm going to need to...
It's about 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah, I would like to make some berries for us to take tomorrow. And then I would also like to spend some time with these scrolls and my deck of cards.
Okay. Is this, does this count as preparation towards...
Oh, of course.
Request? Okay.
You see, this is a fun fact for you. This is Witch Facts with Vasilisa Morozova. So, when a witch would like to know a new spell, and she has a scroll which has the spell upon it, she can try to teach it to her familiar. Normally, Norm, this will never not be funny to me, but it is usual for a witch
funny language.
To take the scroll, burn it, take the ashes of the scroll, make a special paste, and then feed it to her familiar.
How do your cards eat?
Yeah, I was just wondering.
This is the difference, yes.
Yeah.
See, mine is more like how I burn my incense. You know, when I give a horror reading, I burn the incense to set the mood. You know? I take the scroll, I burn it, and it's more like the smoke is infused with the magical words of the spell, and my cards just kind of take it in, and then I try very hard to help them to retain it so that I can have the spell myself in the future. But it takes a very long time. These scrolls in particular, I have two of them I'm trying to add here, and that's going to be 2 hours each, so that's 4 hours of me alone with some smoke and my cards, you know, just very focused.
I think you've got lots of time, but you know, yes. I was just thinking of something. It might be a little late for this, but earlier in our travels, you know, to the portal,
mm-hmm.
we were talking about walking on top of the snow, and you said something about snowshoes.
Those are a thing that are pretty common in Yerusania.
But we didn't actually get any.
Oh, you make a good point. I did not even think about it.
That may not be good. Things are going to take
a lot
longer.
Maybe we can get some while we're in Irison.
I hope so.
That's true. They should be much more common in Irison. We'll just buy some at a local store somewhere. Maybe, hopefully. Any cobbler in Irison will have snowshoes.
Okay. Well, let's hope that there's some there because, you know, I think... That would be a lot easier.
It'll speed us up.
Yeah,
this
for
would
sure.
have been nice to think of 3 days ago.
I know.
Too bad, really.
I did. Oh,
oh my.
If geez. Only retconning was a thing.
Oh, well. I mean, time
hey
travel.
Guys, I bought us all snowshoes.
Much higher
oh,
magic.
You're so good, Valdine. Ahead of the curve.
I spent my 3 days making snowshoes.
But they're all made out of lead, iron, and gunpowder.
They explode with every step. Boom, ba boom, boom, boom.
They're not quiet, that's for sure.
They sink anyway. Just
But Vasilisa will cast good berries 5 times and just distribute these berries out.
And that was 7
so we have
per
them
again?
7 per person again. Now, keep in mind, these berries are only magically good, magically delicious for 4 days, okay? 4 days. And then they are just normal yummy berries. And I will have to re-enchant them, okay?
Okay.
So, keep them for tomorrow. Hopefully we can save some wand charges on the road. But,
How long do they keep after that? Like, when do they eventually go bad?
Well, given that we'll be trapped in a winter wasteland, you know, it's kind of like tends to preserve the berries a little bit in my experience. So, who knows? These are fresh ones I just picked from my garden. So, hopefully a week or more, you know?
So the cold will keep them alive longer. Hopefully the cold will have the same effect on us.
I don't think so, but I... appreciate your optimism.
Well, thank you. I try and bring it with me every day everywhere I go.
It's only sometimes exhausting. Mostly it is reassuring that someone can be so cheerful.
See, honey, I was right. They're getting sick of us.
What? You think we are getting ill?
Well, no, we know it's a...
Valdine, are you ill?
I feel pretty good.
I should have prepared remove sickness if we are... Do you need me to prepare remove sickness, Norm?
Oh, that's a Radfolk expression.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. We were just wondering if you were getting tired of us being around so much.
Oh, no.
Because of the positivity.
You're very interesting. Much more fun to be with than anyone I met in Yerusin, honestly.
I mean, you can't exactly go somewhere else. We're all bound to this mission anyway, so...
Well, that's true, but we figured, you know, if you were tired of us, we could always, you know, hang back a little bit.
Even that universal solvent Marge God cannot separate the glue that sticks us together, am I right?
it's blood magic. It's hard to get out of anything.
Yes. Yeah. Well, speaking of blood magic, I'm going to take this scroll. I am going to disappear into my cottage. I will see you all. Maybe we can have dinner together in 4 or 5 hours. Wish me luck.
That sounds good. Then we can sleep. And
thank you. I'll need it.
Good,
yes.
Luck.
Okay.
Good luck.
Good luck. Yeah.
All right, let's do some rolls. See if you can learn from the scrolls.
All right. So
you can do it. You can do it. No, not one.
This first scroll is of blood transcription.
Mm-hmm.
Vasilisa thought about how powerful this whole blood magic power stuff was and thought, you know, there are going to be a lot of witches in Arison. I might want some of their spells.
Steal with
so
blood.
If I, you know, can find a way of getting that out of their blood, that would be really neat. Ooh. So she got this scroll and she's going to call upon her guiding spirit, which is once per day. It's kind of like a snowflake, but it's a daily trait for her.
Rely.
Ooh, a nat 20 and an 11. So we'll take that 20. And it's a spellcraft check, so my total should be plenty high enough to learn that spell. I got a 32 total.
Heck yeah.
So I learn blood transcription 2 hours later.
Nice. And you have one more you wanted to learn, right?
I step outside of the cottage to get some fresh air because, whoa, the smoke and the magic. And then I go back in. I have climbing beanstalk because I thought about it and... I really like the plants of summer. Beans are really yummy. Also, we are going to a tower made of ice, and you cannot climb ice, but if we need to climb a tower made of ice, it would be helpful if instead we were just climbing a beanstalk. So, and for this one, I am going to actually use a snowflake.
Ooh,
I got a 16 and a 19. Nice. So with that 19, it is going to be a 31 total, and it's a DC 17, so definitely
you learn it twice.
Learn the crap out of that spell too.
Very
and
nice.
Vasilisa adds 2 new level 2 spells to her deck of cards.
Well nice.
Done.
So you guys meet up for dinner sometime after that at the Stoat. And this is it. This is the last night. You guys are leaving in the morning. What's the atmosphere like here?
I'm going to try and set the mood by getting there before everyone else and setting the places for dinner. And I'm just going to set a plate for everyone and put one of my good berries on each individual plate. So when they show up, it's like, here's dinner.
That's great.
One good berry just to kind of make everybody feel good. And relaxed.
When you walk into the bar, do a perception check for me.
22.
Valdine is pregnant.
for like 18 weeks.
Wow, you had some fun, Valdine.
I've had fun. No, Valdine's already at the bar when you get there.
Oh.
I just want to see if you noticed him or not. He's at the bar.
Okay, so I see you, but I feel like you might be okay with a prank too. So I'm just gonna do it anyway.
Yeah, no, I don't say anything. I don't interrupt you.
You're okay. Yeah. It'll be a surprise for everybody else.
Yeah,
everyone shows up and you see 4 plates, Norm and good berries.
Oh, look. Oh,
look,
Norma,
I made dinner for everybody.
Aww.
No, I'm just kidding. You should eat real food.
Well, you should take the good berries back so you've got all of your berries, you know?
Okay, yeah, I was just fooling.
Valdine, are you going to be bringing some of that drink with you?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You seem much more relaxed.
I would like to point out the alcohol shall make you feel quite warm. You shall actually be quite cold. So... Just a word of warning.
Right, it's almost like an illusion of warmth, but not the reality of it.
Yes.
You're tricking yourself.
Yeah, sometimes that is the best medicine, is a little bit of self-deception.
Also, alcohol's technically poison, yeah. So I learned that because I can detect poison sometimes.
Norm, you probably know a lot about alcohol.
Yeah, well, but you can. It's one of those things you can totally build up an immunity to.
I think I've done
indeed.
That.
You guys sit down, you eat, you drink, you have a wonderful night. And eventually you all make your way back to your sleeping quarters. And as you fall asleep, you think about the journey of the day to come. It's another fuck ton of hours back to the Winter Portal and another fuck ton of hours back to the Winter Lodge. I'm assuming you guys are going to break it up into 2 days, or maybe you're just going to push all the way through. Who knows? One of those is definitely irresponsible, especially with the amount of cold checks you need to do. Can someone do a DC 30 for me? Find out next time on the Dimension Podcast.
Press start.
Oh, next session is going to be awesome.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I just want to keep going.
Yeah.
I don't want to stop now.
I know. I'm going to keep going. Well, now, thank you very much for listening. All that beautiful music you hear at the beginning and the end? Well, that's all done by MDK Music. Isn't that just wonderful? And, oh, the gorgeous music in the middle of it all. That's by our very own Zach Kreitler.
I think it's Kreitler, honey.
Oh, well, you know, there's an E first, yeah. And then it's the...
I'm pretty sure it's Kreitler. Thanks to the people at My Metal Christmas for helping with Elizabeth's very special song in the beginning there. And now just a bit of bonus content from Listen, Rinse, Repeat.
Enjoy!
A lot can happen in 20 seconds.
I could empty my pistol.
I could cast several spells.
Oh, and I could run over 200 feet, unless there's lots of snow, of course.
I could apply poison to, like, 3 darts, even if I'm being really careful.
Or
we could just wash our hands.
You know, don't be gross.
That bit you just heard? You could have been washing your hands while listening to it. Don't worry. Eventually, you'll need to wash your hands again, and there are plenty more where that came from. You can find them at listenrinserepeatpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.